Matthew chapter number 27. Once you arrive there, find verse number 35. Matthew 27, verse number 35. And then I want you to stand with me, if you would, please. Matthew 27. I'm going to read out loud. You can follow along silently. Matthew chapter 27, verse number 35. And the Bible says this, "And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, 'This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.'" We're going to use that verse tonight, or those verses tonight, to launch us into the thought about the sermon. And let's pray. Holy Spirit of God, do a work in our midst. We're more and more busy in our church, this club and that club, and soul winning here and there. And, oh, we're just busy. Still our minds, so that your word might make our minds strong, might make our lives strong. Bless us tonight with your presence. God, so many people in so many organizations will meet tonight in churches, in so-called churches. They'll be depending on the spirit of the people. Father, tonight, we don't want to be dependent on our spirit, but on yours. Spirit of God, do a supernatural work and help us tonight to be challenged and changed. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat there if you will. I know I was a little extra long with announcements, and you won't have to fret. We'll get out on time or maybe even earlier. You say, "What is on time, preacher?" Whenever I say. it won't take us a long time. In this passage of Scripture, we're reminded of the crucifixion. As you know, Jesus was put into a false trial and accused of some things that he was guilty of, but other things that were just false accusation and nasty about him. And then the way that they treated him, they beat him with a cat of nine tails. He didn't even look like a human being anymore. They place a crown of thorns upon his head. They pluck out his beard. They spit upon him. They mock him. They're rude to him. They end up then putting him on that cross. As we know, they nail him to the cross. They put nails through his hands and through his feet. At one point, they come and drive a spear into his side. They put this sign over his head that says he said that he was the King of the Jews. He was hanging there on Calvary, hanging there on Golgotha, the place of the skull. The Bible tells us that there were three that were hanging on the cross. On the right side of him was a thief. On the left side of him was a thief. And Jesus hanging in the middle. These two men that were hanging there, they had taken something from someone. Both of them had stolen something somewhere along the way. They were thieves. And obviously what they stole, it hurt the person from whom it was stolen. But those men also hurt themselves by taking whatever they took. And I see Jesus there, and I see him hanging on that cross. And to his right, a thief. And to his left, a thief. I thought about that for quite some time. And I got to thinking, I happen to believe that Christians have to their right a thief and to their left a thief. I think we face a couple of thieves in our lives. I want you to be careful. I call the sermon "Hanging Between Two Thieves." May I say to all of us tonight, if you're going to do something for God, if you're going to do good for God, I would recommend you do it now. Do it now. I'm going to explain, if I can, what I mean by you and I hanging between two thieves. I think the first thief that we hang between, if you will, is the thief of our yesterday. The thief of our yesterday. The bad of yesterday. Do you know that the bad of our past can steal the joy of our present? Our sin of the past has a way of stealing things from us. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Folks, can I tell you, let me simplify the Christian life for you. If you're doing bad, confess it and stop it and get going in the right direction. You just simplify the Christian life if you do that. But you know what ends up happening with us? We do bad, and if we're not careful, that bad of our past begins to rob our present life. I can't tell you how many people did bad weeks ago, months ago, years ago, and the bad of their past is still suppressing their present. Listen, if you've done wrong in the past and you took it to God, and you went to an altar or on your knees, or if you were sitting at your kitchen table, but you talked to God and you said, God, forgive me, I'm sorry about that. If you confessed it and you forsook it, look, it's behind you. Do not let the thief of yesterday ruin your today. And so many people allow their yesterday bad to ruin their today service of God. Look, the Bible says that once you go to God and you confess it and you forsake it, God then gets amnesia about it. He forgets about it. The Bible says He'll take that sin and put it as far as the east is from the west. The Bible says that He'll put that sin behind His back so He can see it no more. The Bible says that God gets amnesia about that sin. He said, I will remember it no more. Folks, do not let the bad of your past steal from you the victories of today. You see, we hang between two thieves. The thief of yesterday. But you know something? I think, along with this thief of yesterday and bad, I think also yesterday good can steal from us. You say, how so? Well, you used to come to church all the time. Yesterday. You were faithful. Yesterday. You used to read your Bible consistently. Yesterday. In the past. You remember back when you told people about Jesus more than once a year? Remember back when it was a regular thing with you? You know, remember yesterday? Hey! Remember the good old days when you read your Bible every day and when you prayed every day and every week you told somebody about Jesus? Soul winning was an issue with you. You remember yesterday when you were out to help people? You remember yesterday when you were more separated than you are now? You remember yesterday when you gave to God like you were to give? That the thief of yesterday sure can steal some things from us, because here's what people say. Well, you know, in the good old days, I used to. Did you know that because you used to do it doesn't mean you're okay with God if you're not doing it now? Yesterday's a thief. The bad of yesterday can suppress us today. The good of yesterday can surely hurt us. You say, well, I've been good for a long time. High school seniors, they go to a Christian school. And they spend 12 years under the ever watchful eye of an administration and a handbook. And then they graduate from high school. And this is what they say the summer of their graduation. I've been good for 12 years. What does it hurt if I cut loose a little bit now? Look, your yesterday's righteousness is not adequate to suffice the need of a today righteousness. Well, say, preacher, I've been pretty good. I grew up in a Christian home and I lived right for all those years. I want to sow my wild oats. You sow your wild oats, you're going to reap a harvest that you're not going to like. See, I think I'll go out and paint the town red on Saturday night, because Monday through Friday, I was pretty good. Look, Monday through Friday's right does not give you then an opportunity on Saturday to do wrong and do wrong in a justifiable way. You see, yesterday is a thief. Yesterday's bad can keep us down and steal from us. Yesterday's good could get us down. Folks, how many of you, what reputation you have in Christianity comes from the past? If it weren't for what you had done years ago, what kind of Christian reputation would you have at all? Is it all past merit? Is it all the good old days? Listen, yesterday's the thief. Yesterday's bad will steal from us. If we're not careful, yesterday's good will steal from us. And then, might I say, the hurt of yesterday's a thief. The hurts, the pains. Boy, this is a big one. You say, I got hurt. I got hurt in the past. A husband says, I got hurt in the past. A wife says, I got hurt in the past. Someone's child says, I got hurt in the past. A church member says, I was hurt in the past at church. I'm going to give you some advice. Let it go. Let it go. Leave the hurt of the past in the past. It's time for some people to stop hurting so terribly today about what happened 15 years ago, and 10 years ago, and 5 years ago. Matter of fact, it's time for some of you to stop hurting over what happened 2 months ago. You going to lick those wounds forever? You're going to use it as an excuse to be suppressed and unproductive and uninvolved and no joy forever? Hey, just so you know, all of us have been hurt. Some people carry it with them for the rest of their lives, and I mean, just like that, they can bring it up and they can get themselves all depressed and all hopeless about it. I'm just saying to you, the hurts of yesterday steal from us the victories of today. You know, I have a certain disappointment. You know, I'll look in life and I'll watch Christians. I'll watch people in the same family. It's almost as if they want their family members to fail. You want your husband to fail? You want your wife to fail? You ought to be contributing to their success. Say, well, they let me down. Well, you let God down. People in a family ought to be contributing to one another's success, not... I mean, I've almost seen attitudes where I hope my husband or I hope my wife or I hope my child fails because they hurt me. Now I hope they fail. I don't understand that. It's not supposed to be that way. That's not Christianity. I think sometimes we'd almost like some people around us to fail so that the eyes are taken off of us. You know, if somebody in your family's failed, you ought to want to rebuild them. You ought to want them. You ought to want them to succeed. I'm telling you, yesterday is a thief. Yesterday's good can be a thief. Yesterday's bad can be a thief. Yesterday's hurt can be a thief. On one side of us hangs the thief of yesterday. Then there's the other thief about which I mentioned. Tomorrow, another thief. Another thief. James chapter 4 verse 14 says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. Folks, tomorrow is a thief. Tomorrow, you know, we so often, did you know that today is the tomorrow of yesterday? We're there. You say, how is tomorrow a thief? Oh, how many of you? You're letting your plan to do good tomorrow be a justifiable excuse as to why you're not doing good today. Oh my, the good intentions for Christians. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'll start being faithful to church. Next year, I'm going to start being faithful to God. In the future. I guess tomorrow's stealing something from you, huh? Tomorrow, in the future, I'll get right with God and start reading my Bible. Yeah, I'll get right with God. I'll start tithing or giving. I don't plan to steal from God forever. I don't plan to be faithful from church forever. I'll get to it. You've said that a year ago. Hey, listen. maybe in 2016, I'll become a soul winner. And in your heart, you might really, really be saying, next year. Can I ask, what makes you so sure you're going to be alive then? What makes you so sure you have tomorrow? Your procrastination may cost you more than what you want to pay. Tomorrow, I'll step up and I'll step into the realm of being a separated type Christian. Tomorrow, I'll get to that. You know, folks, I want you to understand something. When you say to God, God, tomorrow, you know what you're basically saying to the God that wants it today? No. You say, but does he know my heart? Uh-huh. That it's cold and putting him off. You say, but I really sincerely, I'm going to start doing that tomorrow. Which means for today, you're disobedient. Now, we want to justify it because we've got good intentions. What would be wrong with today? The good of tomorrow. The good. Now, wait a minute. That's a thief. Your procrastination of doing right. That's a thief. We keep putting off till tomorrow, next week, next month, next school year, the next time. Folks, we let our good intention of someday cause us to stay in neutral today, cause us to stay backslidden today, cause us to have a separation between us and God today. So, tomorrow's good can be a thief if you're not careful. Do you know that tomorrow's bad is a bit of a thief? Say, preacher, what's the best way for me not to do bad tomorrow? Well, that's easy. Be doing good today. Today's the precursor for tomorrow. Today is the momentum for tomorrow's accomplishment. But you say, I don't want to do bad tomorrow. Well, I'll tell you something. If you're doing bad today in a given area of life, there's a real good chance that that will carry into tomorrow. So, we've got to be careful about tomorrow's bad. You know, I don't think most Christians plan to do bad tomorrow. They just live wrong today and then watch today naturally develop into tomorrow, and they continue to do the wrong. You say, well, I don't plan to stay where I'm at in my Christian life. I'm going to get that fixed tomorrow. Probably not. There's going to come a day when you got to fix it today. The best insurance for the wrongdoing in your life is to do right today. There are some of you, you say, preacher, and I've met people sincerely that'll say, I goofed up. I've sinned. I've done bad. And to tell the truth, I found myself weaker than I thought that I would be, doing things I never thought that I would do. And when I'm trying to come back to God, to be honest with you, I'm a little afraid of myself. I kind of hate to go to God and say, God, I'm going to get this straightened out because I tried so many times and I stumbled and I fell. And so I'm a little afraid about my sin of tomorrow. I'm going to tell you something. I think God thinks this way. I think God would rather have you throw yourself all in and say, God, I'm not going to do that anymore. With your help, I'm not going to do it. And I'm changing and I'm getting this right. Than for you to keep yourself on reserve and say, I'm not going to make any commitments to God. I'm not going to make any commitments to myself. I failed so many times. I'm just afraid to make the commitment not to do it again because I'm afraid I'm going to do it again. Let me tell you something. I'd rather you try and fail than to not try and to keep that big old that putting it in neutral so you're just coasting through life. No, you've got to say no to the sin of tomorrow, and you say it today. See, I think tomorrow is a thief. I think all of us that plan to get around to it, tomorrow you're putting things off. I think the bad of tomorrow It's a dangerous thing, and it's a thief. So what do? You take care of it today. So there's the thief of yesterday. The thief of yesterday's good. The thief of yesterday's bad. The thief of yesterday's burdens that seem to steal from us today's joy. But wait, there's the other thief, tomorrow. The thief of tomorrow's good. The thief of tomorrow's bad. But wait, the thief of tomorrow's hurt. You say, what does my tomorrow hold? I can't tell you that for sure. You say, will I get hurt? Very possibly. But let me tell you, you need to step out and go forward for God. I think sometimes we hesitate in serving God. We hesitate too much in serving God. Folks, take a chance and step out. Take a chance. Try again. Say, I've been knocked down. Get up. You say, but I just don't want to get knocked down again. Well, God knows you won't get knocked down again if you stay down. Take the chance of getting knocked down again. Say, am I going to get hurt? Maybe you will. You say, well, preacher, I was a member of the church and I got hurt. Let me tell you all something. You are not supposed to spend the rest of your life licking all your wounds from the past. You say, but will I get hurt again? I don't know. Sure, there's a good chance anybody could get hurt again, but step out by faith and believe God and hope in God and take a chance. We let the fear of tomorrow's hurt steal from us the victory of today. We let the hurts of the past steal today's victory and the hurts of what could come in the future. I'll tell you something. So many of my fears through the years, when I feared something, and I look on the horizon, I say, oh my, that scares me. You know, I don't, the largest percentage of them never came to pass. It's you ever seen the cartoon where there's an angel on your shoulder and on one shoulder and there's a devil on the other shoulder? Man, the devil just whisper things in your ear and say, it's all over. You're going to blow up. You're all going to die. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's terrible. You know, and it never happened. But boy, old smutty face can pump your head full of fears. He'll psych you out. He'll get you believing the worst about tomorrow. He tries to scare you and intimidate you out of doing what you ought to do. Too many fear tomorrow's hurts. And so what happens? It paralyzes your today. You take our building program. We're going forward by faith. You say, could we get hurt? Could we get disappointed? Could we get burnt? We sure could. But I'm going to spend more time thinking we're not going to get hurt, we're not going to get burnt, we're not going to get disappointed. I'm just going to believe God about tomorrow. And all of us need to be careful. We'll let the things of the past keep us from serving God, or the things of the future keeping us from serving God. And did you know, you say, well preacher, I don't have time today to serve God. I'll have time tomorrow. I've got news for you. You have no promise of any time tomorrow. You do have a promise of time today. The only time you're sure of is the time that you're breathing air and your heart's beating right this second. We don't know what tomorrow holds. The past is gone. We have today. Be careful that your past, the negatives, the positives, and the hurts are not destroying your today. And make sure that the future, your big plans of good, or your fear of the bad, or your concerns about hurts of the future, you better not let that stop you from serving God today. Don't let your past keep you from serving God today. You have today. Jesus hung there. He was hanging on a cross, and on both sides of him were thieves. They had hurt somebody. They had hurt themselves. And let me tell you, these two thieves will cause you to hurt somebody and cause you to hurt yourself. I call the sermon Hanging Between Two Thieves. What is it from the past that's keeping you from giving your all in the present? What is it in the future that's keeping you from giving your all in the present? Don't let the future rob you. Don't let the past rob you. The past is gone. The future's not sure. We have today. Let's do today everything we're supposed to do. Let's give God our now. That's all He wants. Some of you live in the past. It's time to get over it. Whatever it is. Some of you live in the future. I'm glad for you to have goals, but you might want to calculate into your goals. You could be dead. If you're going to tell your wife you love her, it might be a good idea to tell her today. If you're going to tell your husband you love him, it might be a good idea that you do it today. If you're going to do right, it might be a good idea that you do it now. Two thieves, tomorrow and yesterday. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes, every head bowed, every eye closed. Some just have big plans. They're going to get around to it eventually. Some of you have been such procrastinators. Oh, you're going to do it someday. And that's been years and years and years. We're going to get around to it. We're going to get around to it. We're going to get around to it. And you never got there. Always planning. Big ideas tomorrow. Big accomplishments tomorrow. Big victories tomorrow. And no victories today. No accomplishments today. And then, I think worse, a worse predicament for most is the past. You did something good in the past. That's the only story you've got. This has been a long time ago. Or a past burden that you won't shake. Let's live today. I don't know how, but in some way, God has spoken to our hearts tonight. Who here tonight would signify by an uplifted hand that God somehow has spoken to your heart about something? You can put your hand up and God will see it. God bless you. You may put your hand down. We'll have an altar call. If you're unsaved, you didn't do it yesterday. You may not have tomorrow. Could I recommend that today be the day of salvation? Today. Get saved today if you're not saved. I'll ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and eyes closed. Do you need a moment at the altar? Has tomorrow stolen from you? Has the past stolen from you? There are people that sit under the sound of my voice because of hurts of yesterday. You've not thrown your whole heart into your church because of yesterday. And some, you say, well, I'm going to get around to it. I'll get what right with God and I'll get my heart back into it. But right now, I'm too busy. I'll tell you what, you're just too busy. You don't know that you have tomorrow. Say, well, once the kids are all grown up and out of the house, we'll get some things straightened out. I don't think God intended for you to wait that long. God wanted you to do it now. Somebody said to me, well, you know, once I get my finances straightened out, I'll get right with God about my money. I'll tell you what, you're doing it backwards. You better get right with God about your money, and then God can help you to straighten out your finances. That's a little bit like saying, you know what I'm going to do? As soon as I get good and healthy, I'm going to go see the doctor. You go see the doctor so he can help you because you were sick. You get right with God so he can help you to fix your life. You don't fix your life so you can go visit God. Some of you don't sing like you should because of yesterday. Something stole your song. You don't witness, you don't express yourself to people like you should because of yesterday. I'll say again about your past hurts and disappointments. Let it go! Let it go and get it behind you. It's the only way you're going to have victory. Stop bringing it up. Stop licking your wounds. And if you're not careful, you plan to get involved tomorrow. Well, you might not have tomorrow. Hanging between two thieves. thank you for coming to church tonight.